Welcome, dear. Welcome to your meditation. Welcome to your estrogen meditation. She who brings the medicine of the hummingbird. When you feel ready, go ahead and find your comfortable seat. You may choose to sit on the floor, directly on the earth, on a chair, whatever allows you to be comfortable with a sense of ease and where your spine is nice and long, nice and tall from your root to your crown. And when it's more available, see if you can the next out breath can be a little bit longer. And the inhale is that replenishing energy, bringing more life force, more prana, more chi into your body. And for the next rounds of breath, bring more awareness, even more presence. And if at any point you need to let a sigh out, open the mouth wide, make noise, full permission to do so. And it's the breath is the thread that brings you even more present into this moment, so that you can really fine-tune your ability to savor, to really taste the medicine of the hummingbird that comes with the estrogens on this crescent moon season within you. Estrogen begins to increase around day 6, day 7 of your menstrual cycle, your ovulatory cycle. Yes, she comes with all the hope. She's the queen of hope that brings these energies. These energies of growth. She's the one that brings growth to your follicles. She's the one that's supporting right now the maturation perhaps of one ova or two, or who knows, even three. She will support those ovas to finally make the jump into the fimbria, or the uterine horn, travel all the way to your womb. Oh yes, she's also nourishing, inviting the growth of the lining of your womb. She's fully supporting your body right now to come into deeper homeostasis, deeper well-being, keeping in balance and harmonizing so many of your body systems. Your heart, bringing strength and maturation to your bones, your joints. It's also her with her flirtatious energy that she's making you more flirtatious. Yes, your libido begins to grow. This is the face of the virgin, of the maiden. This is the period that it's increasing your luminous energies, your radiance. This is time to emerge. Yes, my sister, dear one, beloved, time to show yourself to the world. The medicine of the hummingbird is bringing even more inspiration. You're feeling more energized in your physical body, but also in your mind, your intellect, your focus. So here, begin to make circles. Bring all this transmission into every cell of your body. So awaken your spine by spiraling in one direction and maybe the other. Extending your arms. Yeah, it's time to go beyond. So right now, take space. What would that mean in your environment right now? Eyes opened or closed, take up space. Yes, this is the energy of the huntress of Artemisa. She's willful, willfully independent. Yeah, that wild, young girl that it's blossoming. Bringing more light. So move, my dear. Move in that radiant, unique self. Playful young girl that resides perhaps in deep cave within you. Let her come out. She wants to explore. Explore the place that you're in now, moving, dancing, expressing your most authentic self with a sense of curiosity. Oh yes. Revitalize that young girl, that virgin, that maiden that is so strong, focused, wild, independent. And she's so ready to blossom. This is the energy right now of the crescent moon, inviting all that savia, all that vitality, rise to the top of the tree. That's what she's doing in you right now. Estrogen is just fluid dancing through her body, spiraling. Free and wild. Allow these energies of growth to continue to emerge. Be wise with where you direct them. Stillness in motion, express it through you. Remember, she's the queen of hope. So be bold, be assertive. Because right now she's whispering to you, what are you ready to say yes to? Be to this abundant, blossoming energies, bring light to your creations. Guard them. Redirect these energies very wisely. Any new project, any new endeavor, dream, perhaps a new practice of well-being you want to really integrate, this is the time. This is the time, yes. Allow your movements now to be in full alignment with that. What would it look like to move from a place of full body yes? And that flirtatious hummingbird is dancing around you. Shimmering, baking, and she's asking you, are you ready to go on this epic quest? Your fluid estrogen is also allowing all your internal waters to keep rising. Your vagina is so full of fluids that are elastic, they're sweet, they're alkaline, they're transparent. And these rising waters are not just in your vagina, they're throughout your being. Move like water, no resistance. Yes, my darling, beloved, what if success was assured in that quest of yours? What if it works? Dance it through, move it through, express it through. Let me tell you something. Yes. Trust that the calling that you hear is a yes to new adventures. And let me tell you that whatever you initiate now, in this pre-ovulatory phase, on this crescent moon, with estrogens just increasing and increasing within you, you're bound. Have those actions grow. Whether it's you working on your garden, on your business, preparing for conception, even cutting your hair, success is assured. Estrogens are with you. These are auspicious times. Be bold. Be bold. What are you saying yes to? Few more moments here of dancing away, of giving your full body yes to this journey. Thank you. Gradually, slowly, slowing down your movements. Finding your breath. Coming back into this timeline. Feeling the earth underneath you, holding you. The sky, the expansive, warm, cosmic warm right above you, protecting you from above. Coming back into yourself. I invite you now to, as you gather all of yourself, to come back into your seat on the floor, on the chair, and reach for your journal and allow all this inspiration, all these visions, put them down in your journal and begin to declare, what are you saying yes to? If success was assured, what would you say yes to? At the same time, let me remind you that there's so much energy, you don't want to burn it fully. We're still at the beginning, the initial stages of your cycle. So the art of tuning to our rhythms is also knowing that we have so much capacity to hold. We also don't want to burn it all away. We bring this journey to a close, continue writing away, and then find a moment in your own space to be in full stillness, allowing deeper integration of the insights, of the revelations, of the clarity of what was just received from your highest self. To your warm, hard body, physical self. Blessings, blessings upon blessings, my dear, until we see again, until we meet again. Much love.